Nature has a way sometimes of reminding man of just how small he is. She occasionally throws up the terrible offsprings of our pride and carelessness to remind us of how puny we really are in the face of a tornado, an earthquake, or a Godzilla.
Do I have to stop laughing now? Now that we're recording, no more laughing.
Okay.
All right, what did we cover so far? I drive legally. I'm great at it. I never break laws.
I'm certainly not a police officer.
Sure.
I'm 6'1".
Damn.
A lot of people can't tell because it looks like I'm 5'9".
I'm 6'2".
That's just pride fucking with you.
You slip the guy at 20 at the DMV, he'll bump it up an inch.
I wonder.
Be like, hey, make me 7'9".
6'4", who's going to tell?
I just want to scare people.
7'9".
I just want to scare bouncers.
Yeah. Write 6'5", and I'll say I got squished. Anvil fell on my head.
Say that I'm 7'5".
I was 6'9", 150. They mushed me down to this.
I fell, a piano fell on top of me, and I came up, my mouth was all keys.
Say that I'm 4 feet tall and 300 pounds. I'm dense like a star.
Well, you look pretty good now, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got those Death Star hips, though.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island. Are we recording? Yes, it works. We're doing it. The switch flipped. Welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island that Sam and I got really into Herbalife in order to afford.
Yeah. That's a scam for foreigners.
Yeah, man. We may... Yeah.
No, you should look into it.
From Fight Island. Fight Islanders.
But also, it's a big scam.
It's a scam for everybody.
But with migrant communities, they really...
Oh, really? They really foist Herbalife on
whole documentary.
My mom got super into... my mom is a migrant. My mom's from England.
That's what I said.
She got really into... she got really into some kind of weird water we were supposed
Plexus?
To
Plexus?
No, but something like
I've seen Plexus on Facebook whenever I dive back in there.
It was like, first of all, our wonderful guest today, David Borey.
Hey! thank you
for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm slightly higher than I anticipated.
Hell yeah. That's the best way to do these, I think. I'm exactly as high as I've anticipated all day long.
The Jordan Dawes story.
hit the sweet spot.
It's just you naked on a motorcycle on the cover like Dennis Rodman.
Exactly as high as I am.
Why is he holding basketballs? Jordan doesn't play basketball.
I played basketball. You know, one of the defining points of my high school career was in high school. Exactly what you expect me to be, fucking hemp choker, t-shirt with like the Cheshire Cat
big
from the
jeans.
Cat and the Hat on.
Oh,
big jeans.
Okay, now it's
smoking a lot of weed on the brink of like punk rocking kind of. Anyway, at some party, everybody's like, it's that dweeb who smokes weed. And it was in a half-court basketball court, and I picked up the basketball one-handed, threw it, and made like a fucking sweet three-pointer. And
that sounds like one of those things only you remember.
And then I was the king of the school.
Yeah,
and everybody made out with me. And everything worked out.
I went to second base the whole 10th grade.
Yep. All the teachers too.
All of them.
That sounds like it was before
and
you knew
stuff.
How high to get.
And Hot Stuff, our devil mascot.
Was that what it was called?
We were the devils.
Boy devil, girl devil. She devil, he devil.
Non-binary devil.
So it wasn't
hotter.
Because our school made them be the lady cards, which is a terrible name.
Our school, we were the devils, and the Christian contingency in town hated it and wanted to change it to the Eagle Valley Rainbows.
What?
They had to know.
Didn't fly.
So, come on, man. That's like naming your kid Gaylord.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, hey.
It could have been anything else.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
What's the lamest thing
the
it could
Colts.
Be? What's the opposite of a devil? A rainbow? Not really, I guess.
What did they want?
But I digress. My mom used to buy this potion some weird pyramid scheme water. I remember it tasted like pool water, and it had like molecules in it. It had molecules.
Like ionized or whatever?
Something. Some kind of molecules to
My
make,
grandparents got really into copper bracelets
make me big
for
and
circulation.
Strong?
Yes. Oh.
That was their big thing. They like loved thing. That.
That's a hoax, though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It's just
absolutely doesn't work. All right. George drinking a big jug of Herbalife water.
I'm drinking Herbalife? Yeah. I'm wearing a copper tuxedo.
Yeah. Yeah. Bleach cures autism.
I drink flat tummy tea every morning. To
it
start my day.
And
then you're 6'1".
Yeah.
So you're 7'9". Okay. Topic of the day. Fight topic of the day. Today we're fighting one that we've had in our hip pocket for a while.
On our big policeman pants.
Big policeman pants covered in pockets. Covered in hips. We're fighting fast food mascots.
Yeah, man.
Fast food
mascots. So, David and the listener, this is how the podcast goes. We fight. We have three fights. We go lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. And the weight class is determined by significance.
Like cultural significance.
Oh, okay.
So the example that we always give is if it was Seinfeld, the lightweight would be like Banya versus the soup Nazi, and the heavyweight would be like Jerry versus George.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So think of it in terms of like space it takes up in your mind. Almost.
Yeah, it
so
was the opposite of what I was thinking.
So
that's okay, though.
What were you thinking? Maybe that's the better way to go.
No, I was thinking it would be like – I guess I was just thinking I was just going to pick three.
Like weight class?
My three favorite.
Well, no, pick them. You can insert them in the weight class.
Well, my favorite foods aren't the toughest mascots.
Sure. So that's fair true. Enough. Fair enough.
I almost think there's an inverse relationship where, like,
sometimes
the kind of grossest food has, like, the most mascot-y.
Sure. Well, they have to. They're not selling the gross
like,
food. They're selling.
So cultural.
Like, Chick-fil-A is so good, but, like, we can't use, like, the Chick-fil-A too conservative guy.
Yeah, they have those cows.
The cows.
Oh, yeah, they have the cows.
More chicken.
I totally forgot about that.
They have Christ.
So are we doing cultural significance as far as like the reach of the rest? So like the lightweight's going to be the least known restaurant.
Or not even the least known restaurant. Just
the
like
least,
okay.
Like,
so for instance, Chick-fil-A does have a mascot.
It is the cows. I totally forgot.
It's your Lord God, Jesus Christ.
Their anti-gay sentiment.
It's Christ.
Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A Christ clown. Christ cows.
They're cows for Christ. I can't keep it.
So cows for Christ.
Extremists.
There was an A&W in Frisco, Colorado. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've been to Frisco.
That fucking was owned by Jews for Jesus, and they had all those pamphlets out front. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, I thought you said juice for
no,
Jesus.
No, Jews for Jesus. It's like a branch of Judaism.
Jews for Jesus. Oh, like, it's a different mascot. It's
like Messianic Jews.
No, yeah, something like that. It literally
Jewish people who believed in the Messiah.
Their pamphlet literally said Jews for Jesus, and there was
and
like
they
a,
bought an A&W?
There was like a sad kid in a yarmulke on the front, and on the inside you open it up and it went yeah, and it was like
and they bought an eight. They were like how are we gonna guys the Messianic Jew
yeah
it's, the ship's sinking how are we gonna turn this around
I hear this Christ what? Kid is hot
yeah what kind of outreach are we gonna use I got it. You know that car wash that just closed down in Frisco? Let's turn it into an A&W. Teens love root beer on tap.
Teens love root beer and those little cheese squeakers.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
A&W is kind of good.
Specifically, the cheese curds are good.
What do kids love? Floats and faith.
Floats and faith.
We get in
we'll
two
figure it out. Man, what a strange move.
It's so funny for like a Jewish sect also to be like, let's make a move at the Christians. Let's take a run at them.
We know where we're at. We're in Frisco, Colorado. Not particularly Jewish.
Run at
historically. But I see a hole in the market.
Maybe they found like a hidden text that was like, and you shall go to Frisco.
To Frisco.
And raise an A&W.
Of all the places even in Colorado where that would
for
have
real.
Been better suited.
Right? Anyway, okay. So, for instance, for a lightweight round, I was thinking the Noid. The Noid is present. The Noid is – do you guys know the Noid?
No, I don't know what you're
The Noid Domino's. Was the Domino's pizza mascot. He had those weird rabbit
ears.
Oh,
had the video game.
Yes, the Noid – he smashed pizzas.
The Noid had a video game?
He had a – oh, yeah.
Tell me.
I think it was just called the Noid.
Norton.
Yeah.
Norton all up in the...
Yep.
Norton.
This song is never sung in the video game. I'd just like you to know.
Norton all up in the...
This is my new favorite song.
It's the Crossfire song, but with the word Norton. Were there other words to the Crossfire song?
Yeah, Crossfire. You'll get caught up
you'll
in
get
the...
caught up in that.
But that was it.
Crossfire.
No, everybody remembers. Also, remember they were like at-risk youth in that.
Yeah, they put like, vests on and like fingerless gloves with their knives.
And they were like in an alley with a trash bag. Yeah. Well,
they were also
fighting for what I assume was money or to
just food,
child slavery,
fucking glory, man.
I felt a very trafficky vibe.
Crossfire glory. They were riding on the crossfire thing.
They were playing in the dead of
brought
night.
Brought in from Russia to play crossfire to in an alley in Cleveland.
For like the enjoyment of like some governor or something. Yeah,
just for American kids. Oh man, okay. I want to see that documentary.
Okay. So who's on the bottom of the totem pole?
For me?
Yeah.
So you're picking the Noid.
I like the Noid as a lightweight fighter.
My lightweight, and this might be regional. I don't know if everybody had it, but the Godfather from Godfather's
Pizza. Was he actually? He was in the commercials.
He was in the commercials.
Interesting.
He said, "Do it."
Okay.
And like that guy would whack you off.
Sure. Yeah.
Whack you off. Normal parlance.
Yeah. You had to use a code word when ordering your Godfather's pizza.
Have you guys seen The Godfather?
Yeah. It's all happy endings.
Whacking off dudes?
Look, you got to know the code, but they'll whack you off.
Yeah. You go to the mattresses, he whacks you off. I whacked off like 8 dudes when I went to the mattresses.
All right, what are you thinking, Sam?
Oh, man.
Who's at the bottom? I mean, certainly.
It's tough because like the middle to...
How about that Taco Bell Chihuahua?
That's what I was going to say. Taco Bell is culturally significant, but its mascots have kind of gone through a cycle.
Was the Chihuahua from the streets of Chihuahua, Mexico?
He definitely had an accent.
So he was...
He definitely had that signature accent.
Now, in today's climate, you wonder, where was the Taco Bell dog as far as DACA is concerned?
Right. Was he allowed?
Was he a dreamer?
They wouldn't allow Taco Bell dog today.
I think if he's getting that much work in this country
through
Taco Bell, I think he's probably still here. I think he's probably got something sorted out. He's probably dead.
Oh, he's 100% dead. Yeah.
You know, Carlos Alazraki did his voice?
Yeah.
Oh, from Reno 911?
Yeah.
San Francisco native.
Yup. Yeah. Huh.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. You're picking the Chihuahua?
No, well, I think it's a good idea.
We kind of just decide what two people would be in the fight through talking it out.
Annoyed. I feel like it shouldn't be pizza on pizza.
The Little Caesar Caesar?
Pizza guy.
Pizza Pizza. Oh,
he's in
Caesar.
Too.
He had crazy proportions.
Caesar himself. Yeah.
My man, a triangle.
I mean, but like huge feet.
Yeah.
Okay, there's some other shit that I want to throw out here just so we don't miss anybody.
The Pizza Hut
I
want
to give you guys crazy options. Some lesser person from McDonaldland, maybe Grimace, maybe a fry guy.
Not the Hamburglar.
Maybe Birdie. No. Hamburglar's, he's up there for
that's
sure.
Fair. That's
a good point, actually.
What about Kid Vid from the Burger King Kids Club?
I was thinking the whole Kids Club.
The Kids Club!
But I guess they are lower tier because they aren't around anymore, and Burger King has a new superseded... Has superseded them with another video game, man. The weird king with the plastic face.
I think we got to reserve him for a Burger King.
But I like the Kids Club.
The Kids Club was my crew.
Remember those weird little things?
Kid Vid, the kid in the wheelchair they derisively called Wheels.
Yeah. Oh, with a Z, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The redheaded one who you just assume was like, I don't know. Like
the one who
neck, I don't know.
Yeah.
The one who we assume came up with the name Wheels.
Yes.
Yeah. The girl.
Yeah. Sparks.
Yeah. Was that her name?
No, I don't know.
I thought you were like immediately, "Oh, Sparks, you talking about Sparks?"
You talking Sparks?
There was
I never forget Sparks.
There was a kid that played basketball.
He was the black. Yeah. did they have a dog?
Oh, they for sure had a dog.
Did they look it up?
If you're going to be a group of kids in that era, if you're going to be a kids club, if you have a dude named Wheels with a Z, you definitely have a dog.
They have a dog, and he like maybe also is on a skateboard or like he's not Poochie, but he's like close.
Poochie adjacent.
Yeah, he's doing Poochie adjacent stuff. He's maybe wearing sneakers.
So we've got Wheels. We've got Boomer. We've got Jaws. We've got Lingo.
What was Jaws?
Is Lingo the Asian one who's good at languages?
Yeah, that's Lingo.
of course, I know.
Snaps, IQ, Kid Vid, who's IQ? Fucking so cool. And then, of course, their dog, JD.
Let me see this.
IQ.
Oh, God, IQ, man. IQ went on to found Napster, though.
All right, so.
He has a bit of Sean Parker type.
Oh, no, Lingo is Hispanic.
Yeah?
Hey.
I mean, it doesn't.
Are we going to play this game?
I mean, it does say their races in parentheses next to the name on this website that I found. Lingo, I'd like to apologize.
On behalf of my people to yours.
So do we have to have...
It seems like every 90s marketing thing to kids was definitely come up by like 2 50-year-old men who'd grown up in a different era, who'd like gone to war, who would just be like, I don't know, get something for kids whose legs don't work. I don't know,
sure.
Some kind of wheel boy.
Sure,
and, God, get something for the virgins in there. IQ. He's a real nerd. He loves tests and shit.
He
get
sucks,
him in there.
But he's in the club.
I just imagine him pitching like, so you've heard the Browns mixed with the Whites now.
Yeah.
They got their kids playing together.
Well, guess what? We got one of them.
Yeah. We're going to sell them Whoppers.
You see, people have been woke since 87, everyone. They heard about it. Apple, every time a new group of emojis comes out, acts like they invented Asian people. Come on.
Whoa. Acts like they invented Asian
we
people.
We see you, Apple.
That's a crazy thing to act like.
You're not breaking any new ground.
All right, do we let the kids club fight?
Does the kids club fight amongst themselves?
Or is it...
They're children, right? Yeah. So here's the thing.
They are
that's like
Lord of the Flies.
And it's like less than like, oh, it's not going to be them versus the Godfather. It's not going to be them versus.
I think it should be Taco Bell Chihuahua versus Grimace from McDonaldland.
I think that's fair.
I think it's great. Yeah, yeah.
All right, what happens?
We get some heavyweight universe things that we at least kind of know about versus Kids Club. We're going to really go
or
down.
Or we could do Chihuahua versus the Noid.
I like Chihuahua.
I've seen
versus.
That playoff on the streets of Mexico.
For sure, sure.
That's what that whole
time
video
and
game
time
is.
Again.
Yeah.
That's the Noid strangling.
That's not new
Chihuahuas.
To me.
Yeah, the Noid video game is just the Noid gets stuck south of the border, has to make his way back to ruin pizzas.
Let's go. Yeah, let's do.
Also, I'm going to start sweating.
Oh, me too. Yeah, yeah. We tried to do Night Island again because it's two.
Two. One. Now I'm sweating.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I like Chihuahua is for sure a contender.
The Chihuahua was pretty hip. I feel like that's
he would have a crew. I feel like
sure he was.
That's not Rachel. I just mean he was big.
he was always shot in a low kind of fisheye angle. He was a bit like a Smash Mouth video.
Was he like a hit with babes? Was that like
sure.
an angle with
is
him?
That, yes. I don't know if that is what the case.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua definitely had like a fucking like a Spring Break '99 vibe to him.
How late was it? Was it '99 that they were doing that?
It's like '99. 2000.
Damn.
Whole time period's a blur.
Here's the thing also.
I'm so drunk.
I feel like the Chihuahua.
So many spring breaks.
Was very like apathetic to what was happening. Like there was a distance in its eyes,
man.
Which I could like, which I feel betrays a heart of violence.
Sure,
yeah, sure,
sure.
You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like kind of cloudy, like it would just snap and just bite your dick off.
He didn't
whatever.
Care about shit. You know what he caroed? Taco Bell.
He cared about not going back.
That's all he wanted.
Yeah, I do think that
sure.
There's a real don't send me back or like I'll die before I go back.
Sure. He's small, but he's quick, but I think he's got a fighting spirit.
Yeah.
I think on the other hand, Grimace, it's a bottomless pit. He doesn't think, he devours.
He is from parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
That's
for
the
sure.
Worry.
For sure
that's
Grimace
the worry.
Move.
And is that a skirt? Or is there...
That's his body.
There's stuff... So there's not... Like, it's not hollow under there.
That's his globular body.
that's like organs. That's
like, I don't think he has organs. I think he's a blob.
Oh.
I think he's a blob of milkshake.
Hold on. Let me look this up.
Hold yeah.
Okay, so he's, for sure...
David's our IQ.
Hold on. Let me open my encyclopedia and find out what Grimace is made of.
I'm running the numbers. We're going to see if Grimace has a backstory.
David's got to run to the library real quick. Let's get a, like, can we get a...
I wish I had the wheels of wheels and the IQ of IQ. I wish I could convey
what I'm thinking, much like lingo en español.
I wish I could shoot a reasonable, jumper.
A jumper.
Like Hans or whatever his
name
was. You
know, a jumper
like
basketball.
Lingo. I'm mixing it up.
Because lingo was also good at basketball. Yeah. So people have more than two dimensions.
We don't have to get this. Jake, can you open the garage door? We're all going to maybe have a stroke.
Yeah.
I'm not finding... No, I can't. Oh, wait. Okay.
This is our commercial for... garage doors?
Zurn brand garage door openers. Yeah, Zurn. They'll open your garage.
It was going to get hot.
That's what I say when I'm going to beat somebody up. I'm going to open his garage.
Oh, we have a dark horse. We have a great specs on Grimace here. A large purple monster who was first introduced in November 1971 as the evil Grimace.
Fucking okay. Dark past, much like the Taco Bell Chihuahua. Yeah.
In Grimace's first appearances, he was one of the original main antagonists and was depicted with two pairs of arms.
Love it.
Which was used to steal sodas and shakes.
Love it. Shakes. Called it. He's a blob.
Drinks.
Evil was soon dropped from Grimace's name when he got a job. And he was reintroduced in 1972 as a protagonist.
He cleaned his act up.
Yeah. But Grimace was performed by Patty Saunders while he was voiced by Lenny Weinrib from 71 to 86,
okay.
Frank Welker from 86 to 2003, sometimes Larry Moran from 86 to 2003. And Michael Richardson in The Wacky Adventures
and
of...
And Michael Richards.
In The Erotic Adventures of Grimace.
Oh, God.
The evil Grimace and, like, protagonists and stuff. Were the McDonald's people having stories?
There's a whole story.
They have a lot. Because he used to have to because there were no, like, you know what I mean?
There was only so many things. People's minds couldn't stick to commercials unless there was. But what's the story of the burger? You never read the McDonald Land Chronicles, George R.R. Martin's? It's an 8-volume erotic journey.
You know how Mayor McCheese...
The pulse-pounding world of McDonald Land.
Mayor McCheese
politics.
Wields his power in such a disgusting way. It was a perfect precursor to the Me Too era.
That it starts in 1971.
He's the one who started calling them tenders. We don't need to get into...
Yes. Yeah, before that they were just chicken.
Yeah.
Is it sumptuous? I'm just going to be alone with the tenders in my office for a while.
Thank God we got him out of there and started calling Big Macs horny boys. That would have been...
I mean, honestly, that was my original pitch.
Okay, so what happens in this fight? Where do they fight? What's the stage select?
I think it's got to be a neutral ground, like a Dairy Queen.
Neutral ground, like a okay, like
a DQ, okay. Mascot-free
something. Restaurant. Yeah, something where
okay,
it's like
the ruins of the old Fist Burger in the center of Fight Island.
Okay.
It's much like DQ.
Front room, back room, parking lot.
The dining. Oh, parking lot. This
seems
is a parking
like a parking lot,
lot
bro. Yeah. Especially lightweight.
And I think the Chihuahua shows up with his crew. Mm-hmm. I think some of them have cool cars. I think maybe one of them is either Hobbs or Shaw. Or some sort of great value Hobbs or Shaw knockoff.
Oh, man. Like Action Jackson or Jackson Pollock.
Action Jackson Pollock is there.
It is.
ready with his canvas to catch the blood. The blood splatters.
Taco Bell Chihuahua. He's like chewing on a squeaky switchblade.
Sure.
I think Grimace just like is there.
Ooh, yeah.
Like they're just talking. Like they're just like, hey, where's this big purple fat mother? And then he's just there.
Grimace has been there for hours, walking in the parking lot, drinking Diet Coke.
No, drinking brake fluid. His insides aren't the same as our insides.
That's
he's a monster.
Parts unknown. He's definitely just scouring for fluids.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
He only drinks drinks. He does not eat food.
Sloshes out of the darkness. Yeah. Does he say anything? I can smell your blood.
Can he talk?
I think he talks like McDonald's friends. Hey, Ronald. Grimace crave organs. I can hear your sloshing.
Is he Jewish?
What?
Wait, is that not... With the voice we were doing? Whoa. Let's back up.
Rewind the tape.
Rewind the track, y'all.
I'm here for some. I'm looking for some.
I can't hear it.
I brought some Menashevitz. I brought some Schlitz. Get over here, you little rascal.
That makes me way less scared of him.
Yeah. I don't know what he's
silent like Anton Chigurh. That was the vibe.
He's almost got
a tank of milkshake with him. And he's kind of sipping from it from time to time.
Oh, man.
For sure.
What if that's what he's shooting is like malted milk balls or some kind
of
like.
He's got that cattle shooter. And he goes up to people's cups and just thunk and then drinks out of
it. I love this.
Oh, wait. He thunks it and then it's a whole blizzard. Yeah. Like you got done with your drink 100%. And then you just thunk.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's how they make blizzards, anyways.
That is.
I definitely like that he has like a horrible milkshake machine.
Yeah,
it will kill you.
It's Evil Grimace's milkshake. That's the only holdover from the Evil Days.
Oh, and for sure the forearms, right? Or is he only. I think he's probably only showing. Two arms, but he has two.
Yeah, he's got two.
The
arms
other two
chamber.
Are gripping that milkshake machine. And that wasn't innuendo. I mean, the machine for milkshakes.
I don't think he says anything. I think he just smells the air.
Yeah, no, he doesn't say anything. I almost see him, and hear me out. This sounds weird at first. I almost see him showing up with like a Raiden hat / cape, like him. Just the wind is blowing.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
Like, what's that flute that you always
hear? I think just
hear
a flute.
In video games, you know what I mean?
Woo.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not explaining it.
I think it's just a flute.
Oh, okay.
I only know one kind of flute. That's the flute.
The recorder.
Really?
Like
what about
a recorder?
The piccolo?
Two flutes.
I mean, even the clarinet, all woodwinds, right? I mean,
yeah, definitely not a flute.
I thought piccolo was
pan
just a young flute.
Flute. Isn't that one?
Pan flute.
Yeah, pan flute. All right.
Clarinet.
Clarinet.
The dad of the flutes.
Dong flute.
Sure. Dog flute.
No, dong flute.
Dong flute. Different kind of flute.
One time I was in high school with Sam Talent. Has he done your podcast?
No.
Did you guys go to the same high school?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Also, and from parts unknown, Sam
from
Talent.
Parts unknown.
He's and we got were, a real Grimace vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Big Grimace energy.
Big Grimace energy.
We were in class on computer one day. That's how poor our school was. It was just
you were
computers.
On. You had one computer class?
We had a computer lab. Odell Down Under, baby.
Yeah, we had to learn how to type. And we were in there, and the teacher was like, say something different, or say something about you that's interesting. And this kid next to me said, I play an instrument. And Sam Talent said, the dong flute.
Yeah, the dong flute.
Fast forward 12 years, I'm the best man in his wedding.
Yeah. So yeah.
That story maybe was long.
Sam Talent and his hilarious True TV show, Follow the Dong Flute Man.
No,
he plays the dong flute.
Is this a meat? That's what I think the show he pitched. Can you can it?
I think where he tries to get like a PlayStation 4 into a can. Yeah. It's just him with a hammer. I'll do it. Can they check back with him every 3 days? Yeah, it's not going great. I see you got a lot of cuts there. Yeah, I'm pretty cut up. Can you come back?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Anyways, dog fight.
I think the Taco Bell Chihuahua is going to have his crew do it. I think he's going to be like, yo, Caro, victory.
Yeah, he's like, you're not even worth my time.
Yeah. Take care of these fuckers.
Yeah. And then Grimace.
I think the Taco Bell Chihuahua is legit like sitting in the back of like a Cadillac on the lap of a girl in a fur coat.
Oh.
Like kind of his like emotional support, Paris Hilton or something.
Like she buys the tickets, he flies first class.
I honestly think the Chihuahua has probably gone soft all these years. You know?
Yeah. I mean, he's only been eating gorditas.
Only gorditas. Yeah,
drinking Baja Blast.
Living high on the hog, living on residuals. Ooh, Grimace is in the sewers.
Yeah.
Drinking sludge. Drinking anything he can find.
I feel like Grimace smells really bad.
It's bad. It's all bad.
It's bad and it's sweet. It's like a fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
But like raw fructose corn syrup.
Like before it's ice cream.
Yeah, like uncut fructose. Yeah. Like Caro.
Oh, what is? It's sweet, but it's awful. Oh, God.
It smells like old molasses.
Yeah. You know when something that shouldn't spoil, like that's been around for way too long?
Smells like
10
have you ever keep a soy sauce packet in a drawer for
yes,
too long?
Yeah, for sure.
That's 100%. What it smells
like. It smells like a cake died.
Yeah.
Oh, big ass raccoon.
I think.
Oh!
Night Island.
Oh, no! Oh, no! It's a fight!
Okay.
Well, yeah, my windows are down.
We had a raccoon fight.
They just both ran into the gutter.
Or maybe a raccoon courtship. Maybe that's a successful night.
One was frenzied for sure.
That's how courtship goes.
Maybe when you do it.
I'm frenzied.
I think census squad. I think what happens immediately is there's a lot of tough dudes. There's a lot of tough girls in this squad. Mm-hmm. None of them. They pale in comparison against Grimace. I think those forearms pop out.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's grabbing them. Emptying them like fucking squeeze
their ketchup packets.
Like,
he's drinking
them,
these people.
He puts them in the milkshake machine.
Sludge, sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So, 100%.
Some dude like, oh yeah, he's popping that milkshake machine up to people's head, doming them
and
out.
And he's saying stuff. He's like, you just got a ticket to Sludge City.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But he doesn't speak. He's saying it with his eyes.
Yeah, he's saying it with his heart.
I feel like some dude like hits him with a baseball bat and it embeds in his head, and then those become his hands. You know what I mean?
He can move arms around his body.
Sure,
the arms go everywhere.
Knocks the dude's head off and drinks out of him.
Yeah,
and then before long, it's just the Taco Bell dog, his girl, and Grimace,
and she drives off,
sloshing towards the car. And you know what? You know what I think happens?
No,
I think
I don't know.
I think the Chihuahua prepared for this eventuality years ago, and he comes up with like a big spring break 1999 Super Soaker filled with fucking Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah.
The deadliest soda of all.
To a McDonald's character.
Specifically to a McDonald's. It's proprietary to Taco Bell.
It's a Pepsi product.
It's a Pepsi product. Acid to those
it's
dudes.
An abomination. Yeah. There's activity. It might be a raccoon trying to lure us outside.
They're maybe having sex in my car, which is cool to think about.
It's not when you see it.
No, that would really
ruin
my life.
It's also not when you smell it.
I would sell that car.
It smells like Grimace in here. I think he starts firing this what amounts to a fire hose at Grimace because he craves liquid he craves fluids
he can't stop.
He begins drinking it
and
dissolves. I think maybe pops, maybe gets big and turns green.
He gets too hyped.
Hyped off of the Baja Blast.
He's had too much caffeine and blue. Like, he can't do it. His eyes go blue.
That weird Miami Beach blue.
Yeah, that's somehow even more unnatural.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like water.
Yeah.
That's the color water is, right? In a video game, you psycho.
Yeah.
Can the Chihuahua just, light up a cigarette afterwards?
Oh, yeah. He walks away, his crew dead. He's starting over.
And then
like the end of Dust Till Dawn when they walk away.
100%. Sure. That's absolutely
I think,
what
and
it
then
is.
He flicks the cigarette behind him, and because Mountain Dew Baja Blast is highly flammable, it all bursts into flames. Yeah. And maybe even post-credit scene, you see one little Grimace sludge creeping away.
Yeah.
And it falls into the sewer.
I know what you're saying.
It finds leaking nacho cheese. It's liquid, and it's like there's enough protein in it to make it keep growing a little. And that's the last scene.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good fight.
A lot of stuff happened there. And for the listener, again, we're doing the podcast with the garage door open, so we are seeing a lot of wildlife.
Wildlife, it's fun. We're
learning. Couple weeks ago, we had coyotes. Tonight, it's giant raccoons, as big as the tire of my car.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that we started talking about Sam Talon and an army of raccoons showed up.
Oh yeah, they want their prince back.
Yeah. They heard.
Yeah.
The king,
old Ringtail himself.
It's not called mildlife. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. okay, middleweight bout. I was going to throw this out originally. The Colonel comes to mind.
Uh-huh. And he's middleweight?
The Colonel comes to mind for middleweight.
Wow.
Also, the Hamburglar comes to mind for middleweight. Rubble. He's led a life of crime. He's built for Fight Island. He could be fighting his way. I don't want to do too many McDonald's characters, but...
I also think.
What about the guy who plays the trumpet on the Zatarain's box?
what fast food restaurant are you going to where they're like, you just want something out of the Zatarain's box? We're all out of food today.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess I just did a whole other thing. I was just thinking mascots. All right, I'm sorry. I just can't get it out of my head. Zatarain's! was like so funny.
Dude, we did a food mascot.
Oh, damn.
Maybe we can do food mascots.
Did somebody pull up Zatarain's?
No.
It never comes up.
The Zatarain's
okay,
guy.
I can think of a better one.
What about Wendy?
Wendy.
We haven't had a... it's been a real sausage fest.
Hey, we haven't had a woman on the podcast in 9 episodes.
Wendy from Wendy's, and there's something eerie about Wendy.
I like Wendy from
Wendy's.
She's
maybe got a
she's
got a poltergeist vibe.
You know what I get?
Big.
You know, okay, let me give you what I think Wendy is. Do you remember Sin City?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the bishop?
No.
And then his sick yellow boy
who
ate prostitutes?
Yes.
Dave Thomas is the bishop.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wendy is his sick little boy.
And she's her sick
little... Like, he's just been feeding her orphans whole time.
Oh, you're right. Okay, Wendy's in for
you ever it. Heard her talk? It's just her picture.
You're right. Smiling.
We don't know what she looks like. Even now.
Her glass it was really her eyes.
It was really his daughter. We don't know what she looks like. That's fucked.
Only a cold-hearted monster would be like, this is a milkshake. It's just ice cream. A Frosty is just ice cream.
It's malted
ice cream.
They
sell it with a straw like you're an asshole.
Is it malted ice cream? Is that
it's malted for sure.
I'm not familiar. So for the idiots out here who don't know the malting process, could you walk me through that?
Yeah, come back into the lab with me. I got a malt lab. I keep one here at the studio.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, it's just there's malt powder that, like, okay, you know, like Whoppers?
Yes.
Malted milk balls. That malty, that stuff in the middle is malted milk. And it's just like putting that in a milkshake, basically. Oh, so it's got like a little tang to it. It's good though. But yeah, I like Wendy for sure. Lock that in.
Yeah,
Wendy. Okay.
I like Wendy.
Hi,
especially
I'm Dave Thomas. My daughter died hundreds of years ago, but I brought her back for my restaurant.
She hasn't quite been right.
What about Jared
Yeah.
I forgot.
Oh I'm
boy.
Sorry, guys.
And she's a child. Come on.
I mean,
wait, hold on. I'm gonna Google.
Do we have him fight?
I mean, I think it might be Jared versus Wendy.
Yeah.
Is that fucked up?
Well.
I think it's on the table.
I think it really depends on who wins.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we have a predetermined outcome.
I think there's one outcome that would get your podcast kicked off of every network.
Sure.
And I think there's one outcome that's the right one.
And I think for that reason we can't have this fight.
Okay, that's fair.
I think, although, boy, Subway, you guys need to work on a mascot because currently there's one crown on the throne.
Here's my pitch. The Subway. A public utility friendly.
Oh, how about that guy Subway Jack who jerks off on the... No. Okay, so Wendy versus what, the Colonel?
Man, I don't... The Colonel is...
He feels like a heavyweight to me.
Okay, Colonel's out.
Yeah, he's like a big deal. Okay. I'm looking up some more.
What about Jack from Jack in the Box?
Ooh, I do like that one a lot.
Oh, with the head?
Yeah. He's also a bit of a scary clown archetype. If you saw Jack in the woods.
But also business savvy. Wasn't he always like...
That's his thing, is he's the CEO.
Yeah, he's like, I run this company.
Yeah.
My parents came all the way over here on a raft, floated over from... Balvania.
Yeah, from Clownhead Island. Yeah.
Yeah. From Yellow Hattistan.
Yeah. Like, if you saw just the Jack in the Box guy walking in the woods, that'd be the worst thing that ever happened.
Naked? Yeah, that's done. That's a wrap.
He's
just like
big
the Bigfoot pose.
Why is he naked? Because he's in the woods.
Wait, yeah, you were close to the woods, Jordan. Cool.
Well, just Sasquatch didn't make any clothes. I don't know why.
That's true.
I mean, come on, man.
Maybe he did. Maybe he's wearing.
He's not a man. Look at that head.
Yeah,
that's not a man's head.
Oh man, somewhere Sasquatch is bursting into tears listening to this podcast.
He actually wears little briefs. We just can't get a good picture of him. It's like, I was trying to be modest.
And a pair of cutoffs.
They were flesh-colored the whole time.
I don't have a lot of options.
Sasquatch and, like, a pair of sweet, like, cargo board shorts.
I told my girlfriend not to get me these. I knew they were going to make fun of me at work.
it worked.
I knew it.
Okay, Wendy's versus Jack in the Box.
Is that what we're going to go to?
Okay. What are our strengths and weaknesses here?
Okay.
I think, honestly, I think we outlined Wendy pretty well. She's a terrifying, possibly the queen of the orphans.
Yeah.
Some sort of
queen is a loose word.
Some
when
sort
you're
of damned
that.
Queen
she's
of the orphans.
She's certainly undead. Like, she died and Dave put her in a freezer.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
what if
it, like, preserved her body?
God, Wendy died in the woods 6 years before he ever opened the first burger.
For sure. For sure.
It was supposed to be a tribute.
Oh, my God.
Then she came back to life.
Yeah, if you...
The Frosties gave her unnaturally long life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the malt.
Yeah.
The malt keeps her alive.
That's what malt is. He buried her, like, in the woods behind the factory, and, like frosty sludge is seeping into the water table.
Remember how Han Solo was frozen in carbonite? Okay. But in malt.
Wait, I think on the night that Wendy came back and murdered Dave Thomas, that's what she did. She pushed him into the malt vat, and he's currently frozen in malt.
Oh, suspended maltimation.
He's kept alive in the malt, which is more horrifying than being dead.
A death.
Kill me!
A fate worse than death. Screaming forever without a voice.
This is my restaurant now.
What's going on with Jack? What's in that big head of his?
Nobody knows, brother. That's the fear.
I think Jack's flashy. I think Jack's got a little bit of a kingpin vibe to him.
Jack is like Johnny Cage. Yeah. Do you remember Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, sure.
He was a movie star, and he was he didn't. Nobody liked his freewheeling bad boy ways.
Yeah, that's perfect, though.
I think Jack's a bit of a Johnny Cage. But
I think he's definitely
in that business sense. You know?
He's got like open collar.
Oh, I bet you he knows business. Like, he knows Krav Maga because
from like team building exercises.
Yeah. He knows
douchebag Wall Street MMA stuff.
Yeah, like he lives in refurbished Krispy Kreme in the Highlands.
Sure.
If you're familiar with Denver real estate.
For sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, just ultra douchebag.
You know what?
But in incredible shape.
You know what Johnny Cage meets the business world is Leonardo DiCaprio from The Wolf of Wall Street. That kind of vibe.
Yeah. That kind of vibe. Like, he blood dopes from, like, teen blood.
He has
a Peter Thiel blood boy.
Is that real?
Yeah, Peter Thiel does that.
How do you?
That's.
It's just.
Is it?
It's actually, like, a kind of an open secret.
And this sounds weird
that's
to say.
Horrifying.
Is it actually a boy?
It's like a. It's like a young
a youth.
Man. No, it's like a. It's like a 22.
I'm going to use a word.
Okay.
That I don't often use.
Oh, don't really, Jordan!
Don't really.
You got
understand.
In trouble last
don't
time.
Don't really understand.
They're
what
called
it means.
Episcopalians.
Don't really understand what it means, but that's unconscionable.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah.
Incorrigible?
Nice. Sure, he's incorrigible, you scamp. Quit draining these teens.
He's incorrigible.
Get over here.
Hungy. Should we wait?
Okay. No, we've got somebody arriving. It's fine. If the raccoons didn't stop it, this is going to
Those raccoons are making car noises.
Okay, so how does this go down? Obviously, I think it happens in the woods. I think it happens in the woods where she was buried.
You know how there's woods behind fast food restaurants?
Yes.
Sometimes it's like there's a Jack in the Box, there's a Wendy's.
Absolutely. In the ravine,
adjoining woods.
In the ravine behind it.
Oh, that's they both come from their stores.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, to where the teens give HJs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They interrupt a bunch of HJs.
Oh, man.
I think for the past like 3 nights, like this is on Fight Island. They both know this is gonna happen. The fight I think Jack's been like working out, doing Krav Maga, doing team building, looking out the window every so often, and just
Wendy's
seeing her
just
down there.
Wendy's dad let her see a peep of the light.
She's just
that
been,
got her crazy enough.
She's been standing in the woods waiting for him for 3 to 4 days.
Oh man, 3 to 4 days.
I think waiting.
I think she is levitating about 6 inches off
absolutely
the ground.
Absolutely,
Wendy
like
can
a creepy
fly.
Kind of levitating.
Absolutely.
Wendy can fly.
Mm-hmm. Wendy can fly. Happy thoughts.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay, so who makes the first strike?
I think Jack comes down. I think like he's like, all right, today's the day. We're gonna fight now, and like puts his like purple belt on his,
over his suit.
Oh, I imagine him like shirtless, like a capoeta.
Okay, all right, okay.
You know
but
what I mean?
But business slacks.
Yeah,
business
slacks, capoeira
also,
belt.
Yeah. I gotta say, if he's got that big old head, that's gonna make him a crazy low center of gravity capoeira machine.
Oh,
he's gonna be like fucking spinning, buzzing trees down.
Okay, then it changes. He's also wearing dance shoes.
Dance shoes.
He's got shoe knives.
Capoeira
so now
pants,
he's doing
dance
the,
shoes, shoe knives.
Now he's
absolutely.
Doing the windmill, and it's kniving everywhere.
David, you're doing it.
I'm doing it, Peter. Oh, Rufio.
Is that Peter Pan 2 Rufio?
No, I said, you remember in...
I remember.
Okay, and he said... But then he puts the bowl when he finds out that it's real food. He says, oh, Rufio.
And then he splatters him in the face. Yeah. Got his ass.
Take it.
Okay. I think he comes down. I think he's like, I think he's like, you sure are scary down here, but I've been working on something new. Straight from my kitchen. I call it whirling knife shoes dance blades. And he starts spinning and like literally like cutting down like shrubs and shit.
Oh, like he can't control it.
He's a whirling dervish.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's also kind of coked up. Like he's pretty jazzed. Sure. He doesn't have a ton of control.
Yeah, I mean, he's not getting the kids for this weekend.
The kids are with their mom.
He's going to do some blow.
Because he knew this was going to
happen. You know where he got the blow?
Yeah, yeah.
Kid's mom's boyfriend.
Paolo,
same guy who taught him capoeira. It's a deep story.
He's an okay guy.
Yeah. Honestly, all right.
I didn't think I'd like Paolo. I like Paolo.
It wasn't worth it, me peeing in his gas tank.
I didn't think I would like Jack. I like that. I like that he caught him peeing in his gas tank and then invited him in for a beer.
And he was like, I will teach you the ancient art of capoeira.
If you tell me what's in your head.
Fight skill. You may not have my woman.
Man, you are remarkably chill. Yeah. You are so cool. I got to go think of hamburger stuff, but I'll come back later.
And Jumbo Jack, my fat little son, loves you.
My son Jumbo Jack with cheese.
Yeah, he's great with Jumbo Jack with cheese.
Oh man, I just like to say that I too am great with Jumbo Jack with cheese. I might go see him after this. Yeah,
you sort of father those all the time. I think he accidentally. He's this whirling dervish of shoe knives.
Yeah.
He cuts Wendy's head off, but it
doesn't
rolls
matter.
Back onto her head doesn't and matter. Refastens.
Oh, like she's unbeatable.
Almost like when he cuts her
you
head
just
off,
cutting
like,
her head off doesn't matter.
Like a tendril of frosty leaps it back on.
Yeah, pulls her head back
Because much like the spice, the malt, it is by malt alone.
It is by malt alone she survives.
Yeah, it's like little
reminded motion.
The malt must flow.
Malt is sure. Nanobots.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Man, this has gone deep.
Yeah, we're walking the line between...
This thing that started totally normal got weird.
We're walking the line between turning her into another Grimace. So I would say just for the sake of...
Let's give her some hand-to-hand combat.
Season...
Or sure. No, Grimace has hand-to-hand.
He's got hand-to-hand.
And she's got like a telekinetic.
I think that's exactly what it is.
I think she does a signature Wendy's move with her telekinesis. She makes Jack's head square.
Good move.
It's not supposed to be.
God. Good move.
She can make any circle square.
I like that.
It's a weird power.
I like that.
His head square, he doesn't. It throws off his equilibrium. He's not nearly as good at shoe knives.
Yeah, he can't spin.
No.
Yeah.
Then somehow he shoe knives himself.
Ooh. Shoe knives his like carotid artery. Just nicks it.
Yo, she made him kill himself.
So now he's I think he's bleeding. I don't think he's going down.
But it's definitely weakened him. He's not the amazing kind
of. He's not the jack of old.
I think something like when she does it, like some shit like rattles out of the head, like hot Dr. Pepper and fries and shit.
Just like a grocery list.
Those little tacos.
Yeah, he coughs up a little, like a couple of tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Out of that big head.
So he's wounded, but
he's hobbling because he's kind of like.
I think he looks at her and she's floating over at him. He's like, who are you? And she goes, I'm Wendy. Who are you? And he goes, I'll show you.
But I want her to giggle when she does it, like scary.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Wendy.
Yeah, for sure.
Who are you?
Yeah.
And then
she
grabs the head, and she pulls the Jack-in-the-Box head off, and just light. Just light. And you hear her, no! And then she's gone. Her two pigtails, smoking pigtails.
Whoa, wait, so what happened?
Fall to the ground. She pulled his head off. And it just
lights. Oh, and it's the light
Nobody
of Christ.
Nobody was ever supposed to see it's the light of Christ.
Okay.
It's the secret of the heart.
It's in Marcellus Wallace's briefcase.
It's what's in Marcellus Wallace's briefcase.
Yeah, I think it's the joy of every stoned person ever.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's what's in there.
And the hatred of his son Jumbo Jack.
Or the
a little too fat for one night. Maybe we trim the fat off. I'm losing a ton of money.
I do like that Jack in the Box is like this weird family man, but has a lot of like side gigs. Like, I'm seeing tacos and three egg rolls on the side.
And he's like secretly a drug fiend, like in the commercials.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah, and this thing is good because sometimes I want snacks at 3 a.m.
I mean, the munch meal was made by a man who cheats on his wife.
100%.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
For that's like a man who thinks he can have everything at once.
Yeah. That is
curly fries and regular fries. Slow down.
Slow down, you opulent bastard.
Joe McAdam and I always used to joke that I like a score bar, the candy bar. Yeah. The score bar looks like it's for someone committing adultery because it's so subtle.
Oh,
it's like brown and perfectly rectangular,
it's
and you're like
it's like something you
no
have
one
a,
will know.
It's like something like, you have a space in your briefcase for,
yeah,
like next to a condom.
Oh, yeah.
A condom and a pen knife.
I feel like I never ate it. I always thought I assumed they were for grown-ups.
They're bad. They're so
bad.
That's
what
exactly.
I mean, they seem like
what is in them?
They're very adult. It's just toffee.
It's hard,
really nice.
Serious toffee.
Get out of here.
It's great.
Not in my country.
It's a serious crunchy toffee you can write off on your taxes.
It's hard toffee for when you got to pay the bills. That sounds
exactly.
awful.
Exactly.
You know they make Reese's?
And there's Reese's right next to it? And you knock them out of the way? Retrieve the score from its filing cabinet?
Is that S-K-O-R?
Yeah.
That feels...
I can hide a Reese's in the remote control,
Jordan.
I don't
know why this feels right, but it feels like a Nazi bar. I don't
right?
know why. Something about...
There's something wrong about it. I
it
think
being
it's just
called
like
S-K-O-R
feels like a very
off.
Serious candy.
Yeah,
it feels
like
a holdover before candy was good. It kind of feels that way.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
the original
yeah.
score bar was like anise flavored. You know
yeah, back
I mean?
When we thought dates were candy.
Yeah.
There was like three flavors and it was like raisins.
Can I have some sugar plums?
Raisins and licorice and cold. The cold wind.
Score's first slogan was score, slightly better than dates.
Yeah. In all the flavors, anise, copper, formaldehyde,
longing,
consumption.
All right.
We'll never
get sponsored by Score now.
Heavyweight. Heavyweight match. I'm going to throw it out there. Ronald McDonald versus the Burger King.
I think the
is
Burger King.
Is the Burger King as heavyweight as Ronald McDonald?
No.
Is he as heavyweight as the Colonel?
You thinking Ronald McDonald v. the Colonel?
I think those are the two old-timey.
It kind of feels like that. Because there was not a Burger King for a long
time. You're right.
Yeah, it was Kids Club, and then they became the Burger King.
Yeah.
They were smushed into each other and became a man with a plastic
that
face.
Machine at the Oompa Loompa Factory.
Yeah. The king-making machine.
Yeah.
The thing that makes chicken fries.
Wonka's greatest invention.
The chicken fry. You're a monster, Wonka!
Yeah, if Wonka lived like 50 more years, he'd be making some fucked up Frankenfood shit.
Let's be honest, he would be into genetic testing. If we let that keep going, that's where that goes. He made Oompa Loompas.
There's almost a non-zero chance he was into like phrenology.
No,
like,
it was going to be an island of stuff. Dr. Moreau in that factory.
If you'll
are you kidding me?
For an extra $10,000, I'll let you kill a man made of caramel.
We're going on Caramel Man Safari. Us and the Trumps. Oh, man.
Yeah, what he did to those poor children. Man, I can't believe he didn't come up in the hats episode.
Oh, me either. Oh, we got to do hats, too.
Okay, Colonel versus Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald McDonald.
From the Flavellas of Sao Paulo.
Sure.
Ronaldo McDonald.
Ronaldo McDonald. Also knows capoeira.
that's mascot wise.
Oh man, those are the two guys then.
I think
it's gotta
just
be
feels
them.
That way. That's
yeah.
Before we fully commit, are we missing anything? Are we?
I can't
Burger
think of.
King,
I mean,
King, but he feels
the people who are jumping into mind for me are like.
I'm not thinking of anything.
Snoopy from like Dairy Queen.
And Snoopy's
sometimes.
A different thing.
The also, Sonic guys.
Oh, yeah.
TJ and Dave.
Those two improv guys.
That improv team, yeah.
No, I think we'll leave them where they are.
We'll leave them to themselves.
We'll leave them in that hot car.
Does Chipotle have like a...
Chipotle's owned by McDonald's.
The Popeyes lady.
There's a Popeyes lady? Oh, the lady who cooked the stuff who comes out.
I just know her by voice. I don't
think
I know
her by appearance. Yeah, she's just a
person.
Oh, are we not doing that?
Do you remember when the slogan for Popeyes was put a little Cajun in your blood?
Why would you say blood?
Don't say. I used to tell a joke about it. It was like, don't say. Don't liken your food to a lifelong illness that you won't be able to get rid of.
What a little. Wait, are you calling the Cajun people an illness?
I'm saying don't say that your food's going to be in my blood in any way.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say blood, even if you're talking about chicken blood.
That's not how food works either.
Yeah.
Put a little Cajun in it. I feel like Popeyes was just saying he was going to fuck us.
Yeah. Do you have a little Cajun in you?
Because we're looking to breed.
Would you like to? I know you're right, but it's like okay, the colonel is just a man, I suppose.
I mean.
But at the same time, it's like.
He's more than that. He's a symbol. He's like Batman.
I feel like Domino's had a domino for a second. What about Papa John?
I mean, the new is age colonel, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm talking about?
The real life
he
colonel.
He could have fought Jared. That would have been.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, we'll do that with disgraced people.
What a bunch of fucking
later.
Idiots.
I'm sure I can't think of any major mascots.
And that's why. I think that's
right,
why
McDonald's
we're
be
Long
the
John
colonel.
Silver.
McDonald's v. the Colonel.
Captain D's, if you guys have ever been to Captain D's. It sounds made up, but that's a real...
It sounds like if you say yes, you're going to say Captain D's nuts.
No. I also thought that's what I was going to...
I need you to sign this. saying that you're not going to make that joke. Where's Captain D's?
There's one on Havana in Denver.
Do you remember what was the weird one?
Griff's. That was my favorite burger spot in Denver. I used to go there every time I came home.
It's no more.
No, they still have some in another state.
Died. I looked it up. Died in that drift,
I can pull
drift
up the
racing.
Griff's mascot just so you guys can see.
Oh, yeah, the Griff's mascot. There's this like
– I almost picked him first.
There is this super regional hamburger chain that I think is extinct now in Denver called Griff's. And the Griff's mascot looks like something horrible they built in Griff's. And we're like, well, what do we do? We can't kill it.
He's like part fryer?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got a weird fried head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, my God. They have it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He looks like a horrible piece
of
postmodern trash.
It looks like they had a stencil of like Minnesota and then tried to like draw a man into it.
Yeah.
It looks like
also,
hell.
There's still a Griff's in Albuquerque.
Hey, all right.
There's a Griff's in Albuquerque, Fort Worth, and San Antonio.
But we're not allowed to talk
and
about
Garland.
It.
And Garland. And Irving.
People like to keep it on the lowdown. We have a Griff's, but don't say anything or they'll take it too.
I'm going to Houston next week now.
Hell yeah.
Got to get my Griff's.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Fresh too. Box.
Comedian found dead in Griff's.
Said one bad word about mascot. Was found floating.
Okay.
Okay.
McDonald's versus the Colonel. Mm-hmm. Heavyweight bout. Where does it happen?
Play place.
A play place?
I think because they're heavyweights and they have a lot of people on their side, I feel like they need a neutral site.
So maybe just the...
more than anyone.
Maybe just the ring. Maybe just the Fight Island.
Like a classic boxing
ring. Just the ring.
The Punchatorium.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Sure.
Yeah, a cage.
A cage. Cage match. Fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those cages that gets dipped in a fryer, but it's made into a... sort of
cage. Oh, so there's a cap on it.
There's a cap
okay,
on it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Sure.
You can jump off it. You can do
a fry basket, if you will.
Yeah, if it's a bit of fry basket, you can do WWE type stuff.
Okay,
off of it.
And it's slowly lowering into the hot grease.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So it's a timed battle.
I think at a certain point, it will go into the grease.
Yeah,
that's great.
Okay.
Ronald McDonald. Obviously, he's a magical clown. He has he's got age and wisdom,
and the rest of his Juggalo family,
and the rest of his Juggalo family, all of the denizens of McDonaldland. And you know for sure that crowd is filled with actual Juggalos who are here just because he's a clown.
Yeah. And because they heard they were deep frying heroes.
Yeah,
downtown.
Yeah.
Magic ninja what?
Is it an activation phrase?
It's the Konami code of juggalism.
All right.
Juggalism?
David, first time I said that ever. Ordained minister of juggalism.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I went to the jugglery.
Okay.
The mortuary.
What's the colonel got? The colonel has...
a gun in that cane.
Yep, he's got a gun. Or maybe like a sword
gun. You know the actual colonel like was a fist... Like he would gotten fist fights and stuff.
Okay, okay.
And then later in his life, he had some kind of dementia, and he would like fight in board meetings and stuff. That's real. Like, you can verify that. That's,
I mean, I
he would
will.
Fight in board. That's how he handled it.
Yeah,
I said, but he was
like,
spots.
But they tried to like keep him away because they were like, oh, he's gone insane now. He like didn't have that
Wait,
much
how
influence.
How old was he at that point?
He was pretty old. He was like in his 70s or 80s.
Was he an orphan? Why do I think he was?
Why born? Do I? Yeah, I don't know.
I was raised by a chicken.
Anyway, the colonel is also
human. Somebody tries to introduce a new spice.
He's a straight up brawler. Yeah, he's a brawler. He's like a southern genteel on the outside, brawler on the inside. Also played by a bunch of comedians. That's his squad. Who's back there? Reba, Norm.
Oh, great! So
Jim Gaffigan,
Jim Norton,
Jim Norton.
It's Jim Gaffigan versus Jim,
no, they're just in the crowd.
Jim Norton as the colonel.
Jim Norton,
take a dump on me.
I hope it's KFC in that dump. Is that our signature corn?
Eat the biscuits and mashed potatoes and shit on me.
You know the garage door's open.
Yeah. What, are you going to make the raccoons offended?
Yeah, what? Jim Norton's going to run out of the underbrush?
I'm just looking for those raccoons. That was not Jim Norton. I don't know what that was.
Okay, in the cage fight, ding, 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 the basket starts lowering.
I think
the colonel knows what's up. I think, like you say, I think he pulls the handle off that cane.
Yeah, and it's a sword.
He's like, have at you, sir. Yeah, and it's a sword, but also like a gun.
Like
Final Fantasy VIII?
Like a bayonet, but the barrel's really short.
The handle is a gun. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
bayonet. Yeah, it's like a derringer.
It's a derringer. Yeah.
And he's like, have at you, sir.
Right.
Bang, bang. Starts shooting at
the
clown.
Puts it over his arm like that.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
This is an audio medium.
For sure. Yeah, I think everybody
you know what we mean. Puts it over your arm like in a cool way. Yeah. You get it.
If you listen to a podcast called Fight Island, you know how he does it.
Ronald McDonald, though, I feel like the whole jumpsuit is bulletproof.
I feel like
he's bulletproof off the rip.
I feel like you're right, but I feel like he's bulletproof because he's just having such a great time. He's like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, like Pootie Tang when they shoot at him.
Yes, just dodging it. Like,
he's almost got like Roger Rabbit powers.
Well, you're having a fun day, Colonel. Yeah. It's a bummer. It's a bummer to watch.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald is a bummer to watch him do his thing. In the commercials, when he's like,
I don't even remember.
He's unsettling.
Come on, follow me. And they like jump into
he's
a
like
book.
Unsettling.
You know what it is? Is that's a bad color combination.
The white on red on white on yellow.
He just looks like a psycho.
Looks like a maniac.
Like, match something for me.
And it goes all the way to his eyelids, which is
goes all
very
the way
Pennywise.
Heart.
Well, yellow, like
that,
yellow
that,
and
that
white is
that
like hard to look at.
Goes all the way to his heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He is abrasive to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because the teeth will never match the whiteness of the skin.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it gives this weird, like, he's been smoking cigarettes kind of vibe.
Well, and he's perpetually played by, like, 65-year-old men.
Yeah. Tall.
And, like, blood
and, like,
red.
If anybody, you all out there know, don't trust tall old men.
Sure.
They shouldn't be alive.
How do you
that's
say
not
that?
How getting old works.
He had to give something away to be that tall after 65.
Yeah,
you're
the
6'6".
Blood doesn't get to your heart.
You're 6'6" and 72 years old. You made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, that's why Bill Walton's having a great time now because he knows there's a deadline.
You know what I think happens? I think Ronald McDonald is goofing around, clowning around.
Clown posse.
The clown posse is whoop whooping. They love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hatchet fam. I think he's like blinking through, doing what they call the clown walk, where he can walk through time as long as he's doing jokes.
That's sure. What? Who is they?
Yeah, D&D 5th edition.
Okay.
If you play a clown, they can do clown walk.
Are you? I don't know if you're kidding. You're so confident.
You know the clown
everything
step.
You're saying.
He's got a clownish martial art.
I thought
about
that
him.
Was a dance at the Crips dish.
Clown walking.
Oh, crumping. Can Ronald crump?
Yeah. He's crumping around bullets.
Okay.
Crips and Juggalos should come together.
Oh, man.
No, they should not.
Could you imagine how powerful?
It'd be pretty bad.
And terrifying?
Nobody, yeah. What? No, that's so crazy. That's
the craziest
that.
Idea we've had all day.
I think the colonel feels a tap on his shoulder and turns around, and it's Ronald. And he goes, he's behind you. Ronald says to him, he's behind
that's
you.
Scary.
And then he blinks away. And when the colonel looks back, he's right in front of his gun. The colonel fires the gun, but it explodes because Ronald took that time to jam fries into the barrel. Ooh. Like in that movie, Surviving
the
Game.
Because those absolutely. Fries are day old.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Bottom those of the bagger. Bullets. The most potent fries.
Like, but like you ever get it like late Monday night and then on Tuesday morning you're in the car and you're like, but maybe.
You know what? If it was like Colorado and it had been cold overnight,
yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah,
it's basically a fridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me I've that empanada.
Done
that.
I've definitely done that with pizza. That will.
Yeah.
I'll definitely eat a pizza that's been out. I'm not proud of it.
I've had pizzas out, I'll tell you the truth, 2 days.
Wow.
Sure. No, we used to put them in the oven and just let them sit. Bad idea.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Day but three, you could write on them.
But day two, you're still convincing yourself. You're like, this is
sure
basically a meal.
It's leftovers. Yeah. Pizza's better the next day.
Yeah. Why is this cheese still melting?
The Noid.
Yeah. Gun explodes.
His
knife gun explodes. I think, you know, like knocks
shrapnel.
Glasses off.
Oh, wait, is there shrapnel?
His shrapnel wounds, yeah, about the face.
Fuses one of the lenses into his eye.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Tsah! He says Steven something like, hot. Tarnation!
Balderdash!
Yeah, balderdash.
Did I say balderdash?
Horse feathers!
Yeah.
I don't got another one.
Yeah.
I tried. You know,
I heard you strained the muscle.
Yeah.
The muscle required to lift fanciful words.
Yeah, I went to pull it. I didn't have it in the trunk. Left it at home this time. Happens to the best of us, guys. You get that on these big jumps.
I think it was all the funnier because of it. Nothing funnier than an empty creature closet. Yeah. Where are the creatures?
Yeah, they're in the world.
Okay, explodes and knocks him back. And now he's like, this is an it situation.
Yeah.
Because, like, he can't really see.
Oh,
and McDonald's
fuck.
Still there. He's like.
And McDonald's, like, whispering in his ear.
Have your birthday with us.
Would you like fries with that?
Yeah.
And the fry oil is still right. Like,
Shamrock Shake, limited time.
The threat of the fry oil is still.
The Arch Deluxe is back.
Yeah.
And he knows that one's the fake wrong.
The Arch Deluxe is back, and it's right behind you.
Pie in the face.
Pie in the face.
I think
I think you're right, though. I think that's exactly
but
what
like
happens.
Scalding hot.
Scalding hot apple pie.
Yeah, it's just.
And then, like, a holiday pie, and then, like, a strawberries and cream limited edition.
Oh, he's just scorching him with pies.
That one that's eggnog.
Yeah, the holiday pie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Pie-gnog.
Yeah, it's really
I tried to block
really
out
bad.
The title of it.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it. And I like eggnog.
Me too. It's bad.
You ever make it at home?
Yeah, I never make it all hot and put it in a crust. That's one thing I don't do.
You ever make it at home in the sink? You ever get whole milk and whiskey
and eggs?
Here's what you do: get some Miracle Whip.
I've tried to make it at home. It's never as good as.
Is that what that burns from?
Yeah, it's never as good as what I thought it was gonna be. What I'm saying is. Off-season eggnog, not worth your time.
Yeah, sure.
Bathtub eggnog.
Just wait till November.
Save your nog sink for something else.
No matter how good of an idea you think it is in July.
Kitchen sink eggnog.
I assure you, you're just on acid.
It's a bad trip waiting to happen, man.
I'm just going to make a bunch of eggnog, then I'll have it.
He's the colonel swinging. The colonel swinging blind.
Yeah.
He's getting hit, humiliated with limited time items. The McRib. He's slapping him with the McRib.
Oh, humiliating.
God. He's hitting him with those chicken dippers, the delicious fried chicken from McDonald's.
Yeah, he fucking had
that shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's amazing.
You know what? I like the idea. Maybe breaks off half of a 1996 USA men's basketball cup.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, he gets it with shards of plastic. Yeah.
He soles his asshole shut and just takes a bunch of Princess Peach racing cars and keeps feeding him and feeding him and feeding him.
He's torturing him at this point. He's fully sadistic.
Yeah.
I think the last laugh is going to go to the colonel because I think, there's a couple of things that can happen. I think maybe the Hamburglar takes this opportunity to burgle Ronald's corner. Where like all his stuff is, his book bag and his like his little water bottle and his coach, Mayor McCheese, I presume. And he's going through there and he's like, rubble, rubble. And Ronald is like, you rascal. And drops his guard for 1 second.
Yeah.
allowing the colonel to get his bearings and stand up, and he gets his sights on him, and then Mayor McCheese is like, behind you!
Oh,
turn
shit.
Around! We'll get... No! And he turns around in the eyes with special blend of herbs and spices.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The blind for blind. And then I think
how many
the
is
colonel...
It? How many spices?
How many are there?
31? 32?
You're thinking of Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors.
Is that not an option?
Dr. Pepper is 23.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't be asking this question.
Okay, fair.
Maybe
it's
this
just
is gonna,
spices.
Maybe this
maybe
is a dangerous 19? Question to ask.
Yeah, maybe it's 19.
Get him. He gets
okay,
him
right into the podcast and tell
and
him.
And I think this yeah. is like this is like the...
I was going to ask Siri.
I think this is like the real shit where it's like these are the original spices, so it has the same effect of like a fucking ayahuasca or something.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, gets him in the
oh,
eyes.
Oh, the spices like, that got him hooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he's, exactly. he's suddenly yeah. hallucinating the Civil War.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Oh, what if it's like the spices from Brazil, I believe, that turn you into a like a zombie?
Exactly what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
It's got those effects.
He hits him with the zombie
you know what,
spice.
You know what it's like? It's like in a... In
also,
a,
unsung hero of Spice Girls originally. They cut her out.
Zombie spice?
Zombie spice.
Zombie spice.
See what, she was just much older. She was a very
was
mean
Sri
nickname.
Lankan, I believe.
Yeah, there's just like
she
a
like Dulcim.
There's just like a hollow-faced Sri Lankan woman in the back of every Spice Girls video, who occasionally says an address. Oh no! Ooh, that's scary. Spice hits him in the face with the good shit, the real shit.
Yeah, pow!
And
Private Reserve.
I think it's like the Private Reserve. I think it's like in Doctor Strange, when Tilda Swinton hits his chakra uh-huh. and blasts Ronald McDonald's spirit out of his body.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
You
ever seen Doctor Strange?
No.
Oh, man, you gotta watch Doctor Strange. It's great.
Seen Doctor Strange Love? How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Also good. Different movie. Different universe.
Okay.
The Marvel universe.
Oh, Doctor Strange with
Doctor
Benedict.
Doctor Strange, there he is.
Benedict, send him back.
That's true.
No, I haven't watched it yet. I got a bunch of weed today. I might go home and fuck with that.
You should. It's yeah. great. I think it's on Netflix. Anyway, go ghost him out. And
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Okay, sorry.
Elliot Cumberbatch.
It was going to kill me. Jameson Cumberbatch.
Reginald Bandersnatch.
Dr. Velveteen Bandersnatch. Attorney at law.
The colonel climbs out of the cage. He's incapacitated. Ronald McDonald, I think he climbs to the top of the cage and lights a cigar
yeah.
and smokes it as mm-hmm. Ronald McDonald is fried.
I like that.
Fried
that
because what does he do? He mm-hmm. fry. If there's one, he says something. He's like, if there's one thing I know, Ronald, it's frying turkeys.
Oh, yeah. That's very funny. Mm-hmm.
And Ronald's
that's a good
like,
close.
It would be a chicken.
But it's too late.
Something else.
Yeah,
too
yeah.
late.
And Ronald has to, from the astral plane, watch his own body.
Watch himself.
And then watch his him get burgled.
Oh, he gets hamburgled so hard.
Mayor McCheese is like making out with that bird lady.
Oh, I think Mayor McCheese is like taking a cut from
yeah, yeah. Ronald has to watch his whole empire crumble.
Yeah.
And it's almost
taking oh, he watches it divided up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost
like,
karmically
you know,
deserved from Ray Kroc.
War, man.
This is like the montage at the end. It's Mayor McCheese.
He sees
taking
Grimace on his boat with like eight ladies.
Totally. Mayor McCheese.
I don't know. Is Ronald with the ladies?
Taking a kickback from...
Yeah, what is Ronald McDonald's sexuality?
I think
it's some shit that would keep you up at night.
Yeah. I'm attracted to three fry guys stacked up. That's what I'm into.
Ray Kroc's ghost.
I think he just likes to watch candle wax melt till he finishes.
Takes 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like Sting.
He just watches a potato go bad on the counter over months.
Yeah, man. Ronald McDonald's body is a roadmap of pain. It's
like
covered in scars.
My guy's messed up.
All right, there you have it. Heavyweight bout.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I thought, honestly, McDonald was an untoppable titan.
No.
He got fried alive.
Colonel's been here longer. He's going to be here longer.
Colonel will be here after humanity nukes ourselves.
Oh yeah.
Well, the Colonel is just going to keep being new people. He's the chef. He's the representative.
That's true.
Someone assumes that mantle.
Yeah. In the future, the myth of the Colonel will be that it could happen to anyone.
Oh man.
It's like being a werewolf. Like you could turn into the Colonel.
I want it to be like when they're like rounding up people for death camps. Like, did you hear about Jeremy? He just got Colonel. Yeah, it's fucked up. He had a kid.
Hopefully the kid doesn't get kerneled.
Oh, that kid's going to get kerneled.
You know, it skips
head?
A generation. You see his head? Again with the phrenology.
Yeah, kid's got a big ass head.
Total kernel.
Kernel head. Got kernel top.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so
us,
much
man.
For having me. That was very fun.
Total blast.
And wild.
Nailed it.
Yes.
We've been on a real good streak of people who like get it, and it's a ton of fun.
Like the exercise.
Yeah. We're going to pitch shit. Tell them where to find you on the stuff.
Plug a thing.
Oh, shit. Pitch.
Yeah. This is the plug section.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to plug it.
It looks like
off
it hurts.
Off to a weird start. Run that beat back.
Let's see. I'm going to be at the doctor next week.
Yeah.
Getting this looked at.
At the G is silent on Twitter, at CoolGuyJokes87 on Instagram. When does this come out?
Monday.
Okay. September 3rd, if you live in Los Angeles, I wrote a short film with my friend Steve Finearts, and then we made it, and we're going to screen it at the Virgil.
Oh, all right.
September 3rd. Oh, yeah. It's free.
That rules, man.
I'm going to host a show with some of the people that were in it, so it's going to be me. Sam Talent's not coming, but Matt Bronger and Punky Johnson. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to get straight up drunk, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'm probably going to get
you earned it.
Going to be out scavenging for fluids.
Oh, yeah. give me that brake fluid,
going
baby.
Full grimace.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. That's great. I'll be there for sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm Razor Lou on Twitter, and please follow...
Now that I have you in the room.
Yes, please.
Was that a Ramon thing? Or?
Razor Lou?
Yeah.
No, that came from me and my buddy were talking about trucker handles.
Oh,
we're like, what would your trucker handle be? And I was like, I'm Razor Lou coming down the 92. And it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm at Vote Sam Wiles on Twitter.
Good call.
Yeah. It's a good plan,
yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, also, David is on All Fantasy Everything.
Oh, yeah. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Everything. Every week.
every day that it comes out.
Yeah.
You
have to tune in to find out.
Yeah.
It's like when they were doing like those reading rainbows, like they'd tell you about the book and they'd be like, but don't take my word for it.
yeah.
So don't take my word for it.
In all earnestness, though, it's a great, great podcast. Listen to it. David's a great follow on Twitter. What did you say your Twitter?
I did.
Okay, great. And then I think we're done here, gentlemen.
That's it.
To McDonald's.
Yeah.
To eat ourselves sick. Thank you guys for listening. And that's Fight Island.
Good night. It's like a way to block shots. That's way to let my lyrics anoint. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the